Restoring My Soul, Monday the 25th of August. The Need for Marriage Reformation. The fallen marriage dynamic for a woman involves cultivating a romantic ideal for her family according to her own fleshly perspective. She then imposes this desire upon her husband as though it is the best thing for her family. She then seeks to control her environment to obtain this good outcome. The fallen marriage dynamic for a man involves being driven by his desire for identity verification from his wife, which he seeks to satisfy through the exercise of dominion over his own life and over others around him. The fallen marriage culture for a man, as he turns his face away from the headship of Christ, is to uphold the romantic culture that his wife promotes, or alternatively, to react against the obligations that she places upon him. Unequivocally, this same fallen dynamic is the default mode of relationship between every husband and wife, unless they are progressively recovered to the fellowship of offering that exists within Yahweh Elohim. After they departed from the Garden of Eden, Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and brought forth a son. Eve nurtured the identity of her first son within her womb according to her misaligned perspective of what God had prophesied to the serpent. She viewed Cain as being the man-child who would overcome the serpent and would have dominion over the curse which God gave to them for their deliverance. Largely, this nurturing of Cain happened independently from fellowship with her husband. Cain subsequently chose to murder his brother and then departed from fellowship at the gate of the Garden of Eden, where the family received the word of the Lord. In order for Adam and Eve to bring forth a lineage of sons of God who would call on the name of the Lord, they would first need reformation within their marriage relationship. We note that Eve did eventually obtain faith and chose the fellowship of one spirit with her husband. The fruit of this relational recovery was the birth of Seth. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 4 verse 1, Genesis chapter 3 verses 14 to 19, Genesis chapter 4 verse 26, and Genesis chapter 4 verse 25. For further study, Genesis chapter 3.